Thence a branch with one cluster of grapes, and they bear it between two upon a staff, and they brought of the pomegranates and of the figs, verse 24, of Eshcol, because of the cluster of grape which the children of Israel cut down from thence. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days, and they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them, unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came unto the land which thou sentest us, and surely it flowed with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the city are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there, the Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains. The Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we will not be able to go up against the people, for they are strong than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is the land that eateth up its inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giant, the son of Anak, which came out of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshopper, and so were we in their sight. Jeremiah 1, 11 to 12. Want to go. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then the Lord said unto me, that's well seen, for I will hasten to perform my word. I will hasten my word to perform it. Father, Lord, we thank you for your word this morning. We bless your holy name, because the entrance of your word gives light and knowledge to the simple. That we pray this morning as we go into your word, oh Lord, open the eyes of everyone here today. Amen. Let them behold wondrous truth in your word in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, enlighten us. Give us supernatural illumination to understand what you will speak to us this day in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I stand here today not by myself, oh Lord, and I will speak not of myself, but through Holy Spirit will speak through me. And the word I will speak today will carry the power of the Holy Spirit and will impact your people. For to do exploit for your kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus. Less of me here and more of you, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let us be glorious. Today, I'm going to talk to us about the text we just read. I said, what do you see? Ask your neighbor, what do you see? And what's their response? Are they seeing a gorgeous, a wonderful, faithful child of God? What do you see? Praise the Lord. We can see. He sent out 12 spies, 12 heads of each tribe of the children of Israel, to go into the land, to spy the land, to see what the land has in store for them. God had promised them this land. And the 12 spies interpreted what they saw at the land. They went to spy to the people. Praise the Lord. You see, your perception of things will determine your action towards it. Your perception of things will determine your action towards it. I will explain that as we go on. Praise the Lord. You see, perception is a mental image we create in our mind. When we are reading books, we tend to have a pictorial image of what we are reading. If you read novels very well, when you are reading, you try to picture it in your mind. Because the mind flows, more of the mind flows with image, colors. Praise the Lord. That is why we're in school back then, whenever we have practicals, we pass the practicals more than the theoretical subjects. Why? Because what you see does not leave you easily. It stays. Than what you hear. Praise the Lord. What we see affects our mind more than what we hear. Praise the Lord. So, the mental image of what the 10 spies told the people are one. Their interpretation of what they saw, the 10 spies. There are 12. 10 out of them said they saw it, that they told the people saw it, that there are giants in the land. They had a perception of a land of giants. Nobody dare go there. You dare not go near giants. Praise the Lord. But Caleb stood up, had another interpretation, another perception of that same land. And he saw something different. Caleb saw them being able to conquer and possess the land. 10-12 people spied a particular land, two different perceptions. In design, they call it 2D dimension and 3D dimension. The angle in which you are looking at it matters a lot. The angle in which you are looking at something is very, very important. It's key. So you can have a glass cup of water. Some will say it's half empty and one will say it's half full. They are both true. They are both correct. But one is turning out negative, one is turning out positive. Praise the Lord. I noticed something about the land. I looked at the advantages and the disadvantages. The land was fertile. They called the group, they saw the fertile land, how everything flowing every day, everything in that land. And they said they saw giants. But they decided to focus on the giant they saw, more than the benefit the land can give unto them. They decided to look at the negativity that will come out of it, the bad and the good. In everything we see, we look in life, we should always see the good side of it. I do tell people something. If I meet somebody and you are a 99% bad person, if you have 1% good, there's hope for you. That 1% good, that means there's hope for you. Praise the Lord. Now, let's look at our other second text. Okay, before I go to the second text, I said, the mental image created from what you see will form your thought pattern. The mental image created from what you see. When you see something, you draw a mental image in your mind. It now affects your thought pattern of that thing. And your thought pattern will affect your speech. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23 verse 7a. As you think in his heart, your thought is not a mistake. It's as a result of your thought, the mental image in your mind. Your speech is a result of your thoughts. That's what I meant to say. Your speech is as a result of your thoughts. Praise the Lord. So, when you have a picture of something, they saw giants. They did not see. So, what they spoke was as a result of the giant they saw. It affected their thoughts. And they spoke according to their thoughts. Praise the Lord. Now, our second text. Jeremiah 1, 11 to 12. And the Lord asked Jeremiah. The Lord asked him, said, and the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? He said, I see a rod, a branch of an almond tree. Then the Lord said unto him, thou art well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. Now, the almond tree, I went to dig deep and I saw that the Hebrew name for the almond tree is called Shaked. Shaked. S-H-A-K-E-D. Praise the Lord. An almond tree in Israel is the first tree to blossom in the year. So because of this, it signifies, they see it as wakeful, hastening. Because of its putting forth its blossom. They call it hastening. Because it puts forth its blossoming early in the year. So when the Lord appeared to Jeremiah and said, what seest thou? He said, I see what? A branch of an almond tree, a rod of an almond tree. And the Lord said, you have seen well. And I will do what? I will hasten to perform my word in your life. That was what Jeremiah saw. If Jeremiah has said something else, the same way God has declared something else in your life. So he said, I will hasten to perform my word in your life. So I'm asking us now. The Lord has said, and the word of the Lord has come to us in Concourse Chapel International. So what do we see? You need to ask yourself. The word of the Lord has come to us. The word of the Lord has come to us in the book of Haggai 2:19. Praise the Lord. Haggai 2:19. How many of us knows our team text for the year? How many of us knows it? Just one person? our team text for the year, team and our team word. Our team text is Haggai 2:19, and the theme word is, ye shall thrive. Ye shall thrive. It's not so that you have thrived. You shall. In the present continuous tense, you shall thrive. Shall is like God is commanding it. Shall is compulsory. You shall thrive. But what do you see in that word? You have to ask yourself, the word of the Lord has come to us. What do you see? To change things in your life, you have to change your perception of things generally. If you want change in your life, you have to stop seeing things the way you have been seeing them. You want a breakthrough, a bigger breakthrough? Maybe your first breakthrough, did a business, and did a breakthrough of running to tens of millions, and it's okay, I want to step up to hundreds of millions. You have to change your thoughts. Praise the Lord. So, you change your thoughts. In Genesis 1, verse 1 to 3, Genesis chapter 1, let's open our text to Genesis Bible to Genesis chapter 1. 1 to 3. God himself demonstrated this to us. It says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Now, the Spirit of the Lord moved. The moving of the Spirit of the Lord was incubating the earth. And when an incubation takes place on a particular thing, what happens? It gives birth to life. The brewing of the Holy Spirit was incubating the earth, wetting the ground, making it fertile for the word of God to grow on earth. But he said first, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. God first had a picture, created it in his mind, the kind of heaven and the earth he wanted. Have you seen anybody that built a house without a mental picture or a plan? That house, if you see a house with plan, you will know. The house will form a shape. Amoeba. Shapeless, sorry. To be shapeless. When architects, I'm not an architect, I'm a builder. But I take clients' brief. I sketch out. One thing I realize is, when a client speaks to you, he's telling you of what he has. The brief is the mental image of the client, mental perception of what the client wants to do. It's what the client has seen over the time and brooded over, thought about. And I'll tell you, this is the kind of house I want. The architect will now design according to the brief of the client. So when you do the first design, you send to the client will now make changes. Say, no, remove this, this is not what I want. Do it this way, do it that way, do it this way, do it that way, and we'll send it back. So for a drawing of a building you see, it is as a result of somebody's perception. Praise the Lord. The movement of the Holy Spirit incubated the surface of the earth. It was in darkness. The earth was with chaos. See, I want to bring out something from here. Your life might be as the world was in the beginning. Don't fret. Praise the Lord. Don't fret. There was darkness. There was void. There was nothing in it. Everything was just moving, eating each other. Boom, boom, boom. Go slow. Traffic everywhere. You are tired. My life is up and down. Haphazardly. You are fed up. And you think society is a place. No, relax. God has a plan for you. And he has spoken that you shall thrive. But you are in a state of confusion. What do you do? Pray in the Spirit. When you begin to pray in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit begin to come and begin to brood upon it. The Holy Spirit begin to create it. The incubation will begin to generate it. And the things that are not supposed to be in your life begin to give place. We begin to leave you. That moment, you will not know what is happening. Some things will begin to leave you. You begin to shed weight. See, the real weight we need to shed is not physical weight. Do you know the weight we need to share? We need to share weight. See, mental, spiritual, physical. We need to share weight. We are carrying too many things that are not necessary for us to carry. We don't need them. Baggages, toxic things. We need to share them off. So when the Holy Spirit comes, he begins to help you, helps your infirmities to pray the will of God. He begins to take away those toxic things out of your life, takes away those things, those baggages that you don't need for the level God is taking you to. Because the higher a building goes, the lighter it becomes. God is taking you higher, you have to become light. He begins to take all those baggages that are just taking unnecessary weight, matter, Anything that occupies space, all those unnecessary matters in your life, God will begin to take care of because He's taking you higher. And you need to shed weight. So it begs to win you, put you in proper shape. But you need to engage the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Now, when you see something, it appeals to you. Something that appeals to you. You get an interpretation of it. It creates a mental image. Now, when you have the mental image of that thing, you begin to think about that thing. Ah, I want to buy that car. You have seen this car. I love this car. You begin to see the car in your mind. Before you know, you start seeing the car physically. Everywhere you go, you start noticing that car. Praise the Lord. And the moment you start seeing that car, you start confessing it. Ah, Marakai, I'm buying this car. That is how it works. You see it. You perceive it mentally. You begin to confess it. Confessing, you're going to talk about it. When you're talking about something you want to do, oh, that house I want to build. Oh, I've seen this house. I've seen this 5-bedroom duplex. This other triplex. You know, you begin to talk about it. Some people will even go as far as having a vision, a picture of it in their bedroom, in their bed, upon their wardrobe, their mirrors, bedside mirror, just to see, harvest, to see it daily, and they talk about it. By the time you begin to talk about it, you begin to confess it. And the more you talk about it, the clearer it becomes to you. And this is better an action you need to take about it. Praise the Lord. When time you talk about this thing, it's a confession state. I'm buying this car. And ideas begin to come in. Ideas. I want to travel out. I want to do my master's. I want to further. I want to get married. I want to do a business. By the time you start talking about it, you think about it daily. Before you know it, one idea will just come. And before you know it, the idea will bring out an action plan. And you act it, and you get it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are going to look at some examples in the Bible. Who saw things differently? You have to change how you see things. Praise the Lord. You have to change how you see things. Until you change the way you see things, you will not receive some things. God is about to put some things in your hand. But God said the way you are seeing things have not changed. You can misuse it. Praise the Lord. For 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings chapter 6. Verse 15 to 18. Please, anyone that is there should just go ahead and read 2 Kings. Okay. Praise the Lord. The king of Syria has come to encamp against the children of Israel. And the servant of the prophet said, ah, masters, Ogunde, there is war. They have besieged us. We can't go out. They've camped around. The man of God looked at him and laughed. He said, you don't know anything. Greater is he that is in us than he that dwelleth in the world. Greater is the potential, the ability of Christ in us than what is in the world. Praise the Lord. And he prayed, God, open the eyes of this man and let him see. And when the eyes of the servant opened, he saw chariots of fires all around them. Wow. You know, we sleep at night. We don't know what transpired. If God opened your eyes and see the battles being fought on your behalf, you will thank God all the days of your life. You will not ask God for anything. You'll just be thanking God. Praise the Lord. Things happen and we don't know it's God. At the vigil, we're talking after the vigil about accidents that we've gone through. I have been in an accident in 2010 that I had given up. I said, God, until you and I commit my spirit, until you and I commit my life. I saw that this accident, I looked at it in the physical way. I saw the car coming at the tipper, the Bedford truck coming at the opposite direction, and I knew that there's nothing I could do. This guy is going to eat me, and he's going to eat me bad. on a Lagos Chagama Abeokuta Expressway. And I said, Father, unto your hand I commit my spirit. I just gave up. Ah, the mercy of God is too much. Only for me to yank back. But when they brought me, I thought I was looking. I know I was out. I thought my spirit was looking at my body. I didn't believe I was alive. Until they took me to the hospital, they injected me, they stabilized me. And I was now asking, what happened? And I went back to examine the car. I was trying to figure it out. What could have happened? Ah, but boy, I don't know from my calculation, from the angle of projection, from the angle of elevation, the car should have hit, the truck should have hit me here. Yeah. God does not need all those your projection and calculation. God is God. His mercy endured forever. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. Everything was on my side. The hit, the crash, everything. But I was uncrushed, unharmed. Praise the Lord. That moment, I stopped seeing God. But the mercy of God is too much. Do you know what happened? That Sunday, that faithful Sunday. Ah, God, I thank you. You don't understand. Let me just go on my knees to thank God. Father, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for that day. Mrs. Idowu said she had a headache. And she told her husband, go to church. I want to stay back. She took drugs. And she slept. Few minutes before the accident, she saw me in the pool of blood. She stood up and started rebooking it, casting it out. No way. Father, Lord, I rebook death upon the life of this young man. Meanwhile, she doesn't know I was out of Lagos. She thought I was in school. Oh, God. What are you afraid of? Scared of what? Scared of what to eat? Are you not even scared of your life, Gongo? Think of your life. If there is life, that's when you think of what to eat. Praise the Lord. God showed me mercy, but I did not see it. Because I was disconnected. When you are disconnected from the Spirit of God, you stop seeing what God is showing you. God is speaking on a daily basis. Right now, He's here. His presence is here. He's talking to you. He's saying things. He's showing you things. But are you seeing what God is showing you? That's the question. What do you see? 12 spies. 10 saw. God gave them an opportunity. Go there. Take the land. Stay in it. Dwell in it. Enlarge. Flourish. Prosper. Thrive. But they saw giants in it. Giants in a place God has promised you. But one man stood up and said, we are able to take that land. Now, let's go. God is awesome. You know, Pastor Missy said something one Sunday she was preaching that she had a driver and they went to a particular village. Darkness in this kind of village, she was complaining. And the man said, touchlight we sell in this place. Oh, my brothers. God bless them. The man saw opportunity, saw business. You see, God will show us things. What are you seeing? I read a joke. They said when Lot's wife turned to a pillar of salt, he said if it was an Igbo man, hey, such business, importing and exporting. My Igbo brothers, I'm sorry, but that's the truth. They have a business mind. They see opportunity and everything. He said the man will start shipping salt. He said, so and sons are limited. Importer and exporter of any kind of sorts. Name it. Praise the Lord. The second example. 1 Samuel 17. Continue, ma'am.
Let no man have fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. 23. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, but thou art but a youth, and he's a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took the lamb.
Verse 36, please.
Thy servant stood for the lion and the bear, and did uncircumcised the
I love what our brother David said. The Philistines were in battle against the Israelites. And Goliath came, their champion, a giant, and stood and started making mockery of them. Say, come and challenge me. And they all saw a giant that cannot be defeated. And David came. He was there by chance. You see, let me say this. The opportunity will come your way will not come announced. They will not come announced and say, I'm an opportunity. This is me. Take me now. No. By chance, you will come. You will be somewhere by mistake. You sure there's no mistake with God? It's not a lot of confusion. That's why I keep telling, whenever I find myself, I say, God, why did you bring me here? There's something you want to tell me or show me. Open my eyes to see it. Anywhere I go, the moment I'm in that place, that I left my house, I made up my mind that I'm going to this place, then God, no, it's for a purpose. You know I'll be here today. What do you want me to see here? David was not, the Bible, the story may say that David was sent there by chance. He was not supposed to be at the war front. His brother scolded him. What are you doing here? You want to see the war? No. It was an opportunity for him to announce that yes, he's the next king of Israel. Praise the Lord. And the Goliath was boasting, saying things. And Saul, and the king said, he said, I will go against him in battle. The king said, but you are not, but a youth. He said, I have killed lions and bear. And this man is no different from a lion and a bear. Ha! Father, thank you. David saw Goliath as another lion and bear that he has killed. See, there are no new victories. All the weapons or the tools you need to be great in life is in you. Discover it. Let your eyes be open. I pray that the eyes of your side will be open to see the potentials God has placed in you. Everything, David had fought lion and bear. If David had run away from those lion and bear, his opportunity would have missed him that day. He saw Goliath, this one. You're not different from a lion and bear. And how did he handle him? The same way he killed a lion and bear, he used it to kill him. Sling and stone. Yes. He saw a lion and bear, and this way they saw a giant. A mountain. Praise the Lord. You see, pardon me to say this. You know, when I go on to these days and we see debates and people are saying that our government is this, our government is that, we are the youth, leaders of tomorrow, the youths. We the youths, what are we seeing in ourselves? It's a question. I rather pray individual that we are distracted. Obviously, we are distracted. We are not seeing ourselves in the place of governance. We are not seeing ourselves as rulers, leaders. Honestly, that's the truth. There are a lot of distractions. Because if you meet somebody and they say, give the youth opportunity, say, oh, you too. Can't you see what they are engaging in? Then we mess it up. That is what they will tell you. You will be surprised. Those children, what do they know? Than to do this, do that. And it's the distractions. We are distracted. We are not seeing ourselves in that position. The moment somebody begins to see his or herself in that position and he has the Holy Spirit, believe me, that person will get there. It's just a matter of time. Because the moment you begin to see it, begin to perceive it, that yes, I can be the next president of Nigeria in my 40s. And I begin to speak it. I can lead this nation out. And I begin to speak it. Holy Spirit begin to brood on it. Begin to go and begin to take away. Yes, this one. You know, I read something. Somebody said, the person that will deliver Nigeria will not be under any political party. No political party will control you. It is the heavens, God that will, Holy Spirit that will control you. There won't be a party chairman that will tell that is the agenda of the party. No. It's not party agenda. It's about the agenda of God for this nation. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You might need a political platform. Yes, you might need a platform. No doubt. But you see, God is no respecter of anybody. He can change the system because of one person. God can make this whole world stand still for one person. Because he wants to bless one person, God will make everything to stand still until that person gets blessed. Nothing will work. God with Donald Trump, but he doesn't care. They are in his hand. The heart of a king is the hand of the Lord. Whatever direction he pleases him, he will turn into. Praise the Lord. He will stop it. Stop the whole thing. Still. He parted the rest for his children. Red Sea, to part a sea, to walk on dry land. He parted the sea just for his children to cross. And the Egyptians said, If the Israelites can do it, we can do it. They have forgotten that greater is he that dwelleth in us than he that dwelleth in them. Praise the Lord. They don't have to understand it. They lack the Holy Spirit. The children of God saw a dry path which God had made. They said, they thought it was the magic they were doing in the palace. That's what they thought. Oh, they've done that magic. We will follow through the process. They sank. They drowned in the Red Sea. You can stand here and look at this place. I see cities. You will see a swamp, a jungle. I will say you see cities. Are you all right? I'm sure when Baba Adeboye bought the redemption camp, when he moved in there, people say this man has gone insane. He'll be talking to what? Trees, plants, everything. But the man saw something. God showed him something. God is showing you something. Are you seeing it? Is the question. Are you too distracted by the cares of this world that you're not seeing what God is showing you? Or are you fearful that you cannot even pursue what God has shown you? Then Pastor told us to do a vision board. Yes, I still have my vision board. Do you still have your vision board? It's a mental picture of what you want to become that he's trying to tell us. Have a mental picture. The more you see it, the more it appeals to your mind. The more you talk about it, the more it becomes clearer to you. And when you engage the Holy Spirit, hold on a minute. When Pastor gave us the vision board, he gave us a scripture. Who can remember the scripture? Mark 11:24. He said we should declare the scripture. Mark 11:24. So when you begin to see your vision, but I begin to declare the word of the Lord, and the Spirit of God begins to move, it begins to take out all the chaos in your life. Or begin to take out all the mountains on the way. It begins to simplify the whole thing. It begins to give you opportunity. Open your eyes to see this opportunity. Go this way. Talk to this person. Meet this person. Do this thing. And before you know, you achieve it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. My third example is Stephen. You know, when this world came, and I remember arguing with somebody, we were talking. Don't mind me, I go on Twitter these days a lot, and people say things. I said, talking about people are so unforgiving. Can't they see Stephen in the Bible? That even at the point of death, he forgave. I say, you don't understand. It is deeper than what you think. I never knew I was going to come to read this scripture, and the Holy Spirit opened my eyes. I understood it. Somebody's pointing a gun at you. Not even a gun. Somebody wants to kill you. He has chopped off your hands. He has started chopping off your toes. And I pray, Father, forgive him. He does not know what he's doing. Does it make sense? Praise the Lord. Acts chapter 7. Acts chapter 7. Verse 54 to 60. It says, now, when they heard these things, they were cut to their heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. And he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up and steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, behold, behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. And they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord and cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witness laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not their sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Stephen saw something. Somebody said, when you see somebody at the gate of bed and you are praying for somebody to, Father, don't take this person. But when this person has seen heaven, forget it. When this person sees heaven, he will just be praying, say, Father, thank you, I'm coming home. Meanwhile, we are here. Father, don't let him go. The person has seen something else. When you see a picture of heaven, and the man of God said, when God reveals heaven to you, you want to stay, you want to go, you want to stay back. When Stephen saw Jesus at the right hand of God, he saw heaven, he saw the glory of God. He said, what is left for me to stay here? Let me go and join him up there. Say, Father, into your hand I commit my spirit. Have mercy upon these people. They don't know. They are ignorant. They are ignorant. He gave up. He left. He saw something they did not see. They thought he was speaking blasphemy. And the truth is, when God gives you an idea, when God reveals something to you, and he begins to talk about it, people think you are crazy. Because they cannot comprehend it. When Noah was building the ark, God appeared to Noah and told Noah, build an ark for me. I'm bringing the rain into the water. I'm going to I'm going to end the world. I'm going to bring flood and end this world. So build an ark. And he was talking to people, come, join me, let's do this business together. This idea God has given unto me. Let us go to this place and do business. Let's do this farming business. Let's do this production business. Let's do this networking business. Praise the Lord. But they were not seeing it. They said he must be mad. It took him 100 years. Over many years to build the ark. Every year they would go to him, Oga, where's the rain? They were making fun of him. Where is the rain? He said, the rain is coming. The rain is coming. The investment is coming. Have you read the story of Ali? Is Alibaba, the man that holds the Chinese, the man that owns Alibaba? Somebody sent me the video. And everybody were leaving him. They were leaving this man. And he told his people, don't go. I will make you a millionaire. I will give you, I'll give, I think, 2% of the company. 15 years, there was nothing. Say, we are going to the stock exchange market. We are going to the market. Everybody did not believe in. They left. This lady stood back. Today, she's a trillionaire. Alibaba is in the stock market. It is a big company. A very big company. We need to start moving with people that see the same thing with us. It is key for us. Part of the things Holy Spirit will do is to shed weight. People that are not seeing negative, different things about you, they will take them off. When we wanted to start our estate, we moved into that land in 2013. It was all around bush, the distance, everything. The first project we did on that place was 30,000 naira. But we were so happy as if we had done something big. We cleared the place. We started marketing. I went and I brought people. Ah, woman said, I said, where's the place? I said, this is the place. Man, I looked at the place. I showed her the 3D I was doing. They said, eh. He said, okay, call me tomorrow morning. The woman did not pick my cutty today. Maybe tomorrow she will pick. I brought somebody else. The guy came. He said, you people will do this road. He said, we will do the road. He said, impossible. Except government comes to your head that you can't do this road. You need government. My boss looked at us and said, he's not the person we need. Somebody that must see what we are doing. And everybody begin to leave one after the other. One day he asked us, what do you see? And I said, one day I see this place becoming a city. A world estate with security, CCTV. I begin to say things. Even at that, we have not even done the recreation area. We've not done the design then. Swimming pool, you know. I was seeing a picture of the world I want to live in. I said, I enhanced it. I was telling him. He asked everybody questions that they made. Everybody said their mind. 2014, 2015, we were still looking. Nothing happened. People began to leave. By early 2016, I became the only staff remaining. They left. But today, when those staff come visiting, they go, ah, Etichichel, wow. How did you do it? Because we saw something you people did not see. If you want to start a business, you want to do something, you need to get people that see the same thing with you. It will help you along. It will help you go a long way. Because when you have two like minds and you're generating the same frequency, two are better than one. Two heads are better than one. When you're generating the same frequency, you are moving at a current that yours is not enough. The person's one has joined your own, it's times two. You can imagine what you will achieve with that person's perception or vision of what you are doing. If you have 3, 4, 5, it becomes easier for you. Praise the Lord. It's like somebody using a one-face meter and somebody using a three-face meter. That's what I'm trying to say. If you are using your current is one face, NEPA takes like you are stocked. You wait, you put on your generator. But when you have 3 faces, you just remove cut out. Bah, bah, bah. So you have 3-phase current, you are relaxed. So you can imagine the pace, the advantage on your side. So you need to move with people that see things you see. And I'm going to be talking up to singles today. I am in a relationship. I am dating. What does that person see in you? Praise the Lord. Years back, I counseled a lady. She told me that she was having issues in a relationship. And I asked her, and she spoke to me everything, I was confused. I didn't know what to do. I said, I said, okay, I will get back to you. I prayed. And what I read was, ask her, what does the man see in her? And I asked her, sorry, what does he see in you? I asked her, I didn't understand this thing. That was what I heard, and I told her. She said, see me like how? I said, what does he see you as? I'm his fiancé now. I said, no, go ask him. By the time she went to ask him, when the guy told her, she knew she was in the wrong relationship. She cried. I said, it's better for you. It is better for you. A broken relationship is better than a broken marriage. You were seeing a fiancé. The guy was seeing something else. You see, the mercy of God is too much. I don't joke about it. I used to joke with my wife on something that happened, you know. And I'm going to use it as an example today because it's going to be relevant to singles in the house. Before I got married to my wife, I've known her for a while. In 2013, I'm rounding up soon. I tried, when I went asking her, I said, she's here. I took my August Range Rover. I can't forget that. I took my Sienna. I took her out on dates. I used to tell her, you chopped my money that time. You know, but the truth about the whole thing is, God did not allow it to happen because my sin, what I was seeing was wrong. I was seeing something else. By the time we met back 3 years again, 3 years later, I asked her, toasted her, did everything. Nothing came out of it. I spent money. I spent time. I still don't even keep fun of me. But the moment my perception changed, I did not ask my wife out. Mommy is here. The moment she told me the dream, I took her straight to pastor. Mommy, I just called mom. I took her to pastor and said, congratulations, you found your wife. You see, my perception, the day my perception changed, God revealed to me that, yeah, that is her. I have been seeing her, but I did not understand. I was not seeing my wife in her. May God open our eyes to see his plans for us. So singles, he loves me, I love him. I love him so much. If I don't see him, I will die. Okay. It is well with you. If you die, we go after someone else. So don't die. Stay alive. What does he see in you? Or what do you see in her? We do write spiritual goals. We have financial goals. Academic goals. We have goals. Do you have relationship goals? I told you, like I said, do you have relationship goals? Write your relationship goal, let me see. I had a relationship goal. When I was preparing for night vigil, I was going to my dad, I saw my relationship goals. I wrote them. Relationship goals. The day I knew I was going to propose, I was in my bedroom. I was lying down on my bed. I had a vision board. When I'm on my bed, I used to see my vision board beside my wardrobe. I have been declaring this thing for years. I never knew it was here by me. My eyes just opened. Jesus, this is it. I went to the vision board. 1, 2, 3. I just called and said, Mr. Dowager, help me get your ring here. Sharp, sharp. No more wasting time. When I proposed, the mother was shocked. It's too early. For what? What is early about it? Have you known that people, they met somebody to you and they proposed in less than a month? What is early about it? Because God has revealed something to me. I saw it. I saw an almond tree. A branch of it, and he said, I will hasten to perform my word in your life. And he did. I met her on the 20th of November. On the 30th, I proposed. What is wasting time again? One of our friends, the day I met her, she said, so this is the guy. I said, I want to propose to your friend. I said, they had to call her and say, are you sure? The way this guy is. The way I was talking about it, they did not understand. I have seen something they did not see. So I kept on talking about it. My plans was going, everything was just becoming simpler. In short, there was no money in my account for marriage, wedding, but I was just, this is it. Yes. There was no money. I had proposed before I realized that, oh boy. What else? But this God is faithful. He's a faithful God. He says, see, if you see what God is showing you, the word will profit you. I saw it. It profited me. The wedding was sweet. After the wedding, I had enough. We did not borrow to do wedding. God was able. I saw it. I talked about it. My confusion was over. My trial and error was over. The moment you see what God is showing you, will stop being trial and error in your life. You will walk in the plan, the pathway of righteousness. Your eyes will open. The path of the righteous shine like what? Brighter. That's what will happen to you. Brighter light. Everywhere will be darkened. Just be walking. There's a light you're following. Just be walking. You don't know what is carrying that light of God. So, singles, what are you seeing? He's tall. He's handsome. She's beautiful. Wow. When she moves. Wow. I love the way she moves majestically. That is good. She's God's creation. Wonderful and fearfully created. But what else is God? What is God showing you? So anybody that comes to me now, I will say, okay. She's okay. What is God showing you? What has God revealed, showed you about this person? Or what has He shown you about this person? I will ask. We need to see something. Praise the Lord. Haggai 2:19. I'm closing on our theme text. I'll be reading the Good News Translation. It says, although there is no grain left, although there is no vacancy left in our organization, and the grapevines, fig trees, pomegranates, and olive trees are not yet produced, and that business you have put your money into look like as if it has gone down. Look as if everything is not working well. But the word of the Lord says, yes, from now, I will bless you.